This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun. We've only
just No, begun. You said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any
Sean
of this.
Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but there go ahead. Keep asking it.
And welcome to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, the professor in Tim's seat for today only. Tim will be back in this chair next Friday. I will be out next Friday. J.J. Jasper and Kendra White are here this Friday.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Visiting professor today.
Visiting professors.
I've been a little regular lately on Trivia Friday. I've enjoyed all of my co-professors. And J.J., good to have you back.
It's good to be here. You do a great job.
You've been
now, where have you been?
Well, Tuesday night I was in Mansfield, Ohio. I met some of the nicest people I've ever been around. It was a child evangelism fellowship fundraiser for five different counties. Shirley Davidson, in charge of that and working so hard. Dale and Sue Bear. But met so many wonderful listeners. Kathy, Scarlett. Tim came up and said, AFR saved my life.
Wow.
He said he went to, then he, of course, had my attention. He said he went to college, had a real crisis of faith with all of the teachers being, you know, anti-Christian and making such a convincing case. Then he said he would listen to AFR. And now he said he survived, you know, going to a secular college. Now he's in ministry with his dad. And I just enjoyed being with him. But, yeah, I asked how many people. It was a great crowd, a wonderful fundraiser. I said, how many listened to AFR? Probably 95% of the hands went up.
Wow.
And people came up afterwards, and they were just so extremely friendly. Child Evangelism Fellowship, they have the Good News Clubs in schools.
Yeah.
They reached over, this particular chapter reached over 5,000 kids last year, and I've got the number written down here because this was incredible. 607 prayed to receive Christ.
Wow.
Yeah, there's an open door where they can actually go to public schools, have the Good News Club, and I know they're big in Pennsylvania, Ohio, some other areas, but if you have an opportunity to volunteer or pray for and support the Child Evangelism Fellowship, wonderful ministry.
Wow, that's awesome. What an encouragement to see some of the people that listen to AFR and hear how they've been touched by the ministry. And for those of you that are listening that are supporters of AFR, that's what you get to be a part of, honestly. Like, it's rare that we get to meet the people that listen, but sometimes when you're in college and you're hearing all of that negative, just that one voice of truth that says you are not crazy.
Yes,
That's what Tim was saying. He was saying when he turned his radio on, he would just sigh and go, "Okay, I'm not losing my mind because everybody else is telling me the opposite of what I've learned in church and from my parents and on the radio." But yeah, such a great area. I was halfway between Columbus and Cleveland there in Mansfield. A lot of AFA supporters listening right now. So good morning to my new friends in the Mansfield, Ohio area.
And our students, our diligent students, who are always careful to study up and get ready for Trivia Friday. And we love doing that. Lots of good things go on with American Family Radio. On Fridays, we just kind of take a little break from the news, the heaviness, the challenges, the warfare of the rest of the week, and we have a little bit of fun. So what we do here on Trivia Friday is we three professors, getting a little Christmas echo there, we three professors, we will ask three questions each. And how many does that total up to?
Nine.
Boom. There we go.
Multiplication,
Kendra's
baby.
Good with math. And then we invite you to call in and to ask, answer, or do both. As Tim Weilman, our dean of the college, Trivia Friday Learning University, likes to say, we prefer that you do both. But if you can't, that's fine. We understand that. The number to call if you want to get on this here show, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840, and we invite you to participate in the program. Now, we do have one special question out of the nine that we'll start off with that's a mystery question, and if you answer it correctly, you will hear this sound. Now, Tim calls it the beloved cowbell. I'm getting a little tired of it myself, frankly. But he's the president, and he's a Mississippi State fan and graduate. So you will hear the cowbell. In fact, let's hear it again. I just can't get enough. There it goes.
I love it.
What does that mean, JJ?
That means that someone has correctly answered the mystery question, and they win a nice Learning University T-shirt. Ooh. Those of you that are watching on Facebook, we're holding these up.
Right. You can see it.
Yeah.
You can see with our faces. And you can also watch on YouTube. Just YouTube or Facebook, just search for Today's Issues. And then you'll see our lovely and handsome faces.
You know, I just realized
on the screen
for people watching on Facebook that I didn't comb my hair coming in here, and I've had headphones on. Bernie Sanders said you can comb your hair with a balloon. It doesn't really matter. So I guess it's going to be all right.
He does. He clearly does. All right. I think we've got all the preliminaries out of the way. As our you're a guest, Kendra,
visiting
guest professor, but you've been on plenty of times. But we are going to let you start it off. And then JJ, and then I will ask my questions, and then we will go right to the phones. 888-589-8840 is the number to call to get on the program. Go ahead.
All right.
Kendra.
Question number one. What does the CS in C.S. Lewis stand for?
Oh,
what does the CS stand for? Question number two. What three people did Jesus raise from the dead during his earthly ministry?
Like it.
Not counting himself. And number three, we'll go with this one. I read about this today, and I'm all, like, creeped out by it. Okay, all right. I can't even get it out. What non-native snake was introduced into the Florida Everglades, and it is now taking over? Like, they are hiring snake hunters to come get rid of this snake, and it's, like, eating alligators and grows up to over 20 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What snake is taking over the Everglades?
Wow. Yikes. Gives you the heebie-jeebies. Yeah. Here's what I've got. First question, what is the active ingredient in smelling salts? You've seen the shows or the athlete passes out and they break open the little capsule and they wave that in front of their nose and then they come around. What is the active ingredient?
It must have something to do with pizza.
And smelling and smell.
That wakes me up.
I passed out giving blood, and they use something, and I'll tell you what, it's not a pleasant.
It sounds
very romantic. Oh, my smelling salts. No, it's like fire in your nostrils.
It gets your attention.
Waking up with fire shooting out of your nostrils.
It really does. Hey, my family gives me grief because there's some words I just can't remember to say right. And when somebody in our house gets a sore ankle or whatever, I'll say, well, get some of those Epsom sauce, soak it in Epsom sauce, and I get grief for like 2 days straight. Smelling salts. Here's the second question. What species of poisonous spider has an hourglass pattern on its abdomen?
Ooh.
What species of poisonous spider has an hourglass pattern on its abdomen?
We got spiders. We got snakes.
Snakes and spiders.
Supposed to be happy Trivia Friday.
True or false for my third question, Model T Fords came in only two colors, either black or brown. Is that true or false? Model T Fords came in only two colors, either black or brown. True or false?
All right. Here are my three questions, and then we'll go to the phones. What food was called the San Francisco treat in its famous advertising jingle? What food was called the San Francisco treat in its famous advertising jingle? For you science fiction fans, in Star Trek, what American state was Captain James Kirk from? In Star Trek, what American state was Captain James Kirk from? And third question, in honor of my friend J.J. Jasper, true false? Bananas do not actually grow on trees. Is that true or false? Bananas do not actually grow on trees.
I can tell you, money don't grow on trees. My old man told me that just about every weekend when I tried to borrow 10 or 20. He'd remind me that money don't grow on trees. It's a whole lot like bananas.
That's one of those questions you're almost afraid to answer because you feel like, of course I should know. Like, everybody knows where bananas grow. And then you start, but do they?
And why would he ask the question?
And why would he? Is it a trap?
Right. Good.
That's why JJ's questions are always so wonderful. All right. Let's go to the phones. We're going to go first to Texas, and Jesse is on the line. Jesse, you are our first student to speak up at Trivia Friday at Learning University. Welcome to the program. Jesse, you there? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Jesse?
I like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The snake one.
All right, Ooh. Here's the question.
Okay, what non-native snake was introduced into the Florida Everglades and is now taking over?
The python.
Yes, do you know what kind of python?
No.
I'll go ahead and give it to you. It is the Burmese python. Mm.
I've heard about that. And it's wiping out everything.
Huge. Really? Eating deer? Eating an entire deer?
A snake
deer.
Eating a deer?
Yes. Yeah. Crocodile. They're eating the alligators.
I know. It's a catastrophe. They're talking about ecological catastrophe down there. And also my wife told me that they'd introduced cane toads into Florida. Which they'd already made that mistake in Australia. The cane toads are taking over Ooh. Because they have no natural predator because they excrete some kind of poison from their skin.
Wow.
And people just leave things
that.
Alone,
exactly.
man. Just let it stay where they originated.
Have people watch Jurassic Park and all of those movies. You
learn,
don't mess.
People learn.
Jesse, way to go. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. What a sentence uses every letter of the alphabet?
What sentence uses every letter of the alphabet?
Yes.
Always be careful. Don't eat fish. I have to make one up on the spot.
Oh, wait, whoa. Oh, this is
that the quick brown fox over the lazy something or other?
The log?
The
brown dog. There's a brown dog and a lazy fox jumped over. Yeah, that's got everything
something
in
like
it.
Something like that.
The quick brown fox
jumped over
the lazy dog.
Must be the Xerox machine.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog, Jesse.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, there you go.
That was from
team effort.
From typing.
From typing.
Yeah.
Good
All right,
question.
Buddy. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the first weekend in spring.
All right. So we go back to the phones. Virginia and Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, Dave, you're going to need to turn your radio down. It's going to confuse you. There's going to be a delay there.
Good morning, brothers.
Good morning.
Hey, Sister Kendra.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the program, Dave.
I would like to beg your pardon?
I said welcome to the program. Did you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please. But first, I would like to just very quickly congratulate you for last week. Y'all set a record. You had 21 callers last week, and that's a record. And I think that's the way it ought to be all the time.
You're right. I was running out of questions.
Really like that.
Hey, good,
okay.
good.
Question I would like to answer.
Go ahead, Dave.
I'll take JJ's question, the fourth question that was asked, the smelling salts active ingredient.
Here's the question, Dave. What is the active ingredient in smelling salts?
That would be ammonia.
Ammonia.
Oh,
ammonia.
I can see where that would be.
And
that'd be tough to...
Tickles the...
That's
the nose,
why, yeah,
sure.
Tickles is a mild way to put it. Yeah,
assault. It is an assault on your nostrils.
You'll know you're completely woke when they put that thing under your nostrils. Hey, nicely done, Dave. What's your question for us?
Okay, it's a very simple question, and a name that passes through every day. Who is the treasurer of the United States right now?
Who's the treasurer of the United States? You're getting the call waiting kind of interrupted a little bit there, but did you say who's the treasurer?
Well, I'm going to ignore that.
Who's the treasurer of the United States right now?
Yes.
You mean like the Secretary of the Treasury?
No, the treasurer of the United States.
Oh, I think it's still Alexander Hamilton. You can't get those people out of office. Incumbents, man, they got a stronghold.
I didn't know there was a difference between Secretary of the Treasury and Secretary of the Treasury and the treasurer.
If you look at any dollar bill in your pocket, the Secretary of the Treasury's signature is on the right, lower right, and the treasurer's signature is always on the lower left.
Okay, and so...
Well, virtually no one ever knows who the treasurer is.
We're about to find out.
All right.
JJ bringing out the big bucks. He's
Joseph, Jeremy. Jonah, Jeremy. What's it say?
Steve Mnuchin is the Secretary of the Treasury.
It says Rosa Gumatatao Rios. She was the last one, but the current one was installed in office on April 28th, 2017.
What does that say, Jonah?
What's the name? What's the name?
Jonah something?
Well, the actual name of the current treasurer is Jovita Carranza.
So you have to find a dollar bill that's made
in the States right now.
With the most recent.
Yeah, I've got this.
Her name on bills until they print a new series.
I've got another counterfeit bill that I got at the, county fair. That stinks.
Okay, hey, great question, Dave. I think we've lost Dave.
Yeah, I had a little bit. And that's all I need is another visit from the FBI.
Right. You know,
I've answered enough questions about Mueller's investigation. Now they're going to be wondering about this bogus bill
with some guy named Jonah on it. The Jonah's the treasurer, right?
Question last week about what was on the $100 bill, and people spend way too much time looking at their money. I think I don't keep it long enough.
No, that's the problem. We got to hold on to it and stare at it for a little while longer.
Somebody said money talks. Mine just says goodbye.
Exactly.
All right, JJ, where do we go next?
Let's go to Texas, where Terry's on the line. Hello, Terry.
Hi, can you hear me?
We sure can. How are you today?
Okay. I'm very good, thank you. And it's hard to distinguish, but I'm Carrie, as in I carry Jesus everywhere I go.
Amen.
Oh, I like it.
I like that. Hey, Carrie, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I was going to answer the one about smelling salts because my first experience was as a first grader. But since that one's been answered, I think I'll go with the banana tree.
Well, now, wait. You got me curious. What happened in the first grade? Because that seems a little early to be playing tackle football.
I think it was. I think I had gotten a splinter in my little finger. And so I went to the nurse's office. And all I remember is, I began to pass out, and she picked me up, and she spun me around in my thinking anyway, and then she put those smelling salts to my nose to jolt me back. So, yeah.
Jolt is a good word. Yeah, it'll wake you up. Okay, which one you want to answer? Which question?
I think I'll answer bananas growing on trees.
All right, here's the question. Bananas do not actually grow on trees. Carrie, who carries Jesus everywhere she goes, and we're proud to hear it, is that true or false?
I believe that is false.
It is actually true. They do not grow on trees. They actually grow on huge herbs that resemble trees.
I'll be.
Yeah.
All right.
Bananas do not grow on trees.
Kind of a technicality there, like tomato being a fruit.
Yes, it is, and that's why we have technical questions on Trivia Friday, so I can have the pleasure of saying no when 9/10 of the world think I'm wrong. So, they don't actually grow on trees. They grow on huge herbs that resemble trees. So,
Carrie, what's your question for us?
Well, it is a Bible question, and it's an unusual Bible word. I just want to know if you know what it refers to. The word is Mazaroth. That's Mazzaroth. Mazaroth.
I went to their concert, but it's kind of hazy, some of the details, so I won't even start.
Mazaroth in concert?
Mazaroth. Is that in the a certain language? Like, is that
Hebrew,
in the English Bible? Yeah, is that Hebrew?
Mazaroth.
It is Hebrew. That's a clue.
Oh, now say that again. What did you say about it? You saw it's in the Bible in what context?
Since it's in Hebrew, that's a clue.
Okay, I've got it. If I don't know if this is the word, but I'm just going to guess and throw something out. There's this one point where they're letting people cross the border, and they're trying to find out if they're a friend or a foe, and they say, pronounce this word. Because the bad guys couldn't pronounce this one word.
Yeah.
And that might be the word she's talking about.
Wow. And I do remember that. I don't know what the word was.
It may be that word, but I may just be way off.
Well, I'm going to go with JJ because I clearly have no better attempt at an answer. How does that sound, Carrie?
Well, that sounds fine, and I'm going to have to look up what that word is because I remember that passage, but it's not correct.
Oh.
This passage is from the New King James, Job 38, 31 and 32. Can you bring out Maseroth in its season? Can you bind the cluster of the Pleiades or loose the belt of Orion? Can you guide the great bear with its cubs? Maseroth actually refers to the circuit of the constellations.
Wow.
I like
Wow.
I like it. And that's a pretty good showdown between Job and the Lord when he said, I demand some answers. And he said, all right, before I answer you, I've got a few questions for you, big boy.
Yeah. Were you there?
Put on your big boy britches.
Yeah.
Were you there when I created the foundations of the earth?
Good that's stuff. Crazy. Thank you, Carrie. Have a wonderful weekend in Texas. And thank you so much for listening to AFR.
All right, good. I like that Carrie Jesus everywhere she goes. I like it. All right, let's go ahead and get another question in. We go back to Texas. Rodney is on the line. Rodney, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
We're doing great. Rodney, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
How about the San Francisco treat?
Okay, what food was called the San Francisco treat and its famous advertising jingle?
That would be Rice-A-Roni.
Rice-A-Roni.
Wow. The San Francisco treat.
Now, do you remember that?
Oh,
I was wondering how far
generation,
back.
That's my generation, for sure.
I remember them being on the trolley car, jumping on and, or off and playing that jingle.
Yeah. I found this website with a bunch of jingles. So over the next 4 or 5 weeks or whatever, I'm going to have a bunch of these. So buckle your seatbelts, folks.
If they annoy you, but you connect it to the product and you remember, is it successful? Do you
consider
that successful?
I don't know that. I guess if it annoys you, I don't know if
you're like, I got that song stuck in my head. But suddenly I'm craving Rice-A-Roni. Like, I feel like they did their job.
Well, I was going to say the worst commercials are the ones that you laugh at. You think are hilarious. And you go, yeah, but I can't remember what the product is.
I was about to say, it's like the plop, plop, fizz, fizz. That just makes sense.
Yeah.
But then you see some of these hilarious commercials. And then I can't, you know, a lot being the Geico commercials, but you see some and you laugh and you have no idea what the product was.
Yeah. So that's a fail. But on the other hand, Kendra, that would be a success if you can't get it out of your head and you remember the product. So, Rodney, what's your question for us?
Well, since y'all had questions both on spiders and snakes, I thought I would ask who sang the song Spiders and Snakes. It's probably in the 70s.
I thought it whenever we said it. I thought it was one of those Jim Croce songs.
No,
or Let's Talk Amongst Ourselves.
Yeah, We'll Talk Amongst Ourselves.
I bet it was,
I don't like Spiders and Snakes. It was Jim.
The guy who did The Streak and some of those others, or Jim Stafford?
There's Jim Stafford.
Jim Stafford. Let's go with that.
We're going with Jim Stafford, Rodney.
Jim Stafford is correct.
I don't like Spiders or Snakes. I won't sing the rest of it. I don't remember.
He has got a theater in Branson.
Really?
And I've
seen him there.
I've seen him there as well. Hilarious. He's a comedian as well as a singer.
Huh.
And just crazy funny.
All right.
And I remember
all you
him being
do
clean.
Is listen to some of his songs, and you know that he's a comedian because they're pretty hilarious.
Right.
All right, Rodney. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, brother. All right, it is Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
That's what we do here. We're going to learn you some things, folks. And so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will re-up with our questions. I've had two answered already. And then we will go on with Learning University and teach you a few things. You're listening to Trivia Friday. The number to call is 888-589-8840. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra White, your loving and intelligent professors, and we'll be back in a flash. Please join us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio. and on Facebook.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, we took the spices that we'd prepared and we went into the tomb. We found the stone rolled away from the tomb. When we went in, we didn't find the body of our Lord Jesus.
Who took him?
Where is he?
Who took him?
Why do you look for the living among the dead?
Where's Jesus?
He's not here. He has risen.
Jesus was alive. He's alive.
Jesus was betrayed, abandoned, mocked, beaten, and then crucified on a cross for sinners like you and me. The Son of God was buried, and after 3 days, he rose from that grave. American Family Radio encourages you to rejoice in the glorious reality that our God is a living God.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. A transgender evolution hits college sports. More next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. One of the fastest runners in women's track is a man who identifies as a woman. C.C. Telfer runs for Franklin Pierce University, a Division II school in New Hampshire. Telfer is dominating the field and setting records just 1 year after competing as a male athlete. All perfectly legal, according to the NCAA, so long as the athlete can suppress their testosterone levels. The evolution is also happening in high school sports, where two biological males dominated the girls' track championships in Connecticut. There are critics who say male athletes have an unfair advantage over biological females, but most criticism is muted over fears of offending the transgender community. But I do wonder, what happens when a university fields a women's team comprised solely of men who identify as women? I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Is the theme song to The Rifleman, one of my favorite programs of all time, my favorite Western. I love the Rifleman. And so anyway, we are back with Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra White. Now, we're going to redo our questions. I've had two answered already, so we'll start with you, Kendra.
The professor formerly known as Kendra White. Kendra Knox.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
In case my husband's listening,
yes,
I got to get that in there.
No, you're right. I need to make that,
that
change. That's right. Update the syllabus. Good. Thank you for that. All right.
All right. I have three questions.
Mrs. Knox, please
start us off. Question number one. What does the CS in C.S. Lewis stand for? Question number two, what three people did Jesus raise from the dead during his earthly ministry? And adding one more, we'll go back to the Bible. Put these Old Testament characters in chronological order. So in the time they lived, we have Moses, Noah, Abraham, and Joseph. Moses, Noah, Abraham, and Joseph. Who came first?
That's excellent. Very good. Good questions. All right, go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question, what species of poisonous spider has an hourglass pattern on its abdomen? Second question, true or false, Model T Fords came in only two colors, either brown or black. Is that true or false? And then I'll add a question, what three words did George Bush Sr. famously say before no new taxes in 1988?
That's a great question.
What three words did George Bush Sr. famously say before no new taxes in 1988?
All right, here are my three. I'm going to have to add two. First, in Star Trek, what American state was Captain James Kirk from? Second question, what is the state capital of Pennsylvania? I just got a whole long list of these and throw them in because some of these aren't always what you would automatically think. What is the state capital of Pennsylvania? Number three, on a ship, what is the bathroom called? On a ship, what is the bathroom called?
Good questions.
All right, we go back to the phones. We go to Missouri, and James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good. I'm glad to be here, and I thank you for having me on your program.
Well, you are welcome, James. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
The spider.
Here's the question, James. What species of poisonous spider has an hourglass pattern on its abdomen?
That would be the brown recluse or fiddleback spider.
No, but that's a good guess.
That's also a spider you want to stay away from.
Right.
What's your question for us, James?
What was Eli Whitney's famous quotation?
His famous quotation, it wasn't don't take any wooden nickels, was it?
No, I remember.
I was just kidding.
This was it. No batteries are included in my cotton gin.
Batteries not included.
Anybody have a guess?
Is there any phrases that have to do with cotton?
Oh, you know what?
He was a
real man of God. And so I think it's going to be kind of like, you remember when the telegraph, that thing about what God hath wrought?
Oh, yeah.
That first thing. I'm going to say it's something Bible-based or profound. Oh. But I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
I think I remember that he really loved the Lord.
Okay. Well, James, I think
actually,
you got us.
One of you were real close. It's keep your cotton-picking fingers off my gin.
Okay.
Serious?
Really?
Maybe he didn't know the Lord.
No, I was just having a good time with y'all because I know how much you like these jokes.
Oh, good. That's good.
So was there a famous saying that, or was that?
You just messing with us?
I don't know, but I can't ask this of young people because they don't get taught history anymore.
Right. They don't know who Eli Whitney.
They wouldn't put the joke together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't know he invented the cotton gin.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
I'll say this, though. Many of the inventors that you do read about in history did have amazing relationships with the Lord.
Yes,
they did.
And it's amazing to me how, like, a close relationship with the Creator, like, often gives inspiration for creating those unique things.
Well, because they know that there are logical laws behind creation, and their job was to find it.
Right. I mean, you look at George Washington Carver with the peanut.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he had an amazing walk with the Lord.
Right.
Great testimony.
Well, and, you know, sadly, secular history books, they're going to leave that out. The Wright brothers, their dad was a pastor.
Mm.
How much of the word was in them?
Right.
And here they were bicycle makers. But what you just said, not only knowing the Lord, you get favor, you get those creative juices flowing and all that. So their dad was a pastor. They were able to do that. So many of these other people that you hear about and read about that invented things, you know, loved the Lord. Alexander Graham Bell, his wife was deaf, his mother was deaf, and he was actually a teacher for the deaf. He invented the telephone to help his wife.
See, I think that's a big part of it.
You don't hear that story.
They invent it to help someone
they know.
That's what he did. There's a need, and it's a solution to a problem.
Yeah, if he could see the iPhone, the smartphones, he'd be rolling over in his grave right now. That kind of got off course from what I was intending.
$1,000 for a new phone. No, that's not to help anybody. Well, it's to help Apple anyway. All right, let's go back. Let's go back to the phones. We go to North Carolina, and Archie is on the line. Archie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thank you. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
We're doing good, Archie, and you can thank Alexander Graham Bell and his wife for you being able to even talk to us today.
Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Archie?
I just want to answer.
All right, which one do you want to try to answer?
The question regarding the Ford. But first, can I make a statement?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to say I appreciate you guys' show, and I enjoy it, and it's refreshing to hear, today's issues talked about from a conservative and Christian viewpoint. I'd even say a moral and common sense viewpoint. A lot aspects as well. It's just not something that you see today in the mainstream media. So I appreciate you guys and what you do.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you for that. And Archie, since you're a regular listener of today's issues, Walker and his wife, Lexi had the twins.
Yes.
Mama and babies are doing fine.
Right. And we are pleased as punch for them. I'm not volunteering to get up in the middle of the night, so that's going to be Walker and Lexi's job. But we are happy for them. And
yeah.
They have now three beautiful boys.
Right. Luke and the twins, the two boys that were just born. Hey, Archie, which question do you want to answer?
About the Ford, the Model T.
Here it is. It's true or false. Model T Fords came in only two colors, either black or brown. Is that true, Archie, or false?
That's going to be false. In the words of Henry Ford, you can get it whatever color you want as long as it's black.
He's exactly right.
Is that right?
There were almost 16 million made and sold, and every single one was black.
What was the whole assembly line model was keep it simple, keep it the same, and just crank them out.
Well, and here's, I was gonna save this for a trivia question down the road, but I'll just add this to Henry Ford. This is remarkable. The 8-hour day, minimum wage, the 5-day work week, and the assembly line were all established by Henry Ford.
Wow.
Every bit of that, and everybody and their brother is working that model, and you wonder, well, who comes up with that sort of thing? Henry Ford came up with every bit of that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
The 5-day
work week.
The 8-hour day, minimum wage, and I knew the assembly line, but I was
I didn't know the others.
I was surprised to hear some of the other things.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, all that was established by Henry Ford. Hey, Archie, you have a question for us?
No, actually, I don't. I just wanted to answer that one.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR. Thank you for your kind words.
You know, in some countries, they have a 6-day work week. In Israel, it's 6 days. And then, I mean, the Sabbath is important. But, I'm thankful for Mr. Ford now.
Yeah,
that extra day on the weekend. Means a lot.
A lot of places in Europe, they have siestas, and they'll have like a 3-hour lunch. And, you know, you work a few hours, and you go home, and you just eat, enjoy a big, you know, 4 or 5-course meal, and spend time with the family. Lay down, take your nap, and in a lot of countries in Europe, they do that. So people have different models.
I can get down with that, too.
Well, I think they work till like 8 or something.
Right.
So. But
right.
It's a slower pace,
right.
More leisurely pace. So, all right, well, we're not taking a leisurely pace on this show. We're hitting another caller here, and it's our good friend. I'm guessing this is our good friend Todd from Seagrove, North Carolina, unless there's another Todd in North Carolina. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning to the lady and the gentleman.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Todd. How are you?
Which one is which, though? Who are you talking about? This is a whole different age here. Now that probably could have been funnier, but
good try,
Todd. And Todd, we're
I lost my way, Todd.
Todd, we're rewriting history on this show. You remember when George Washington cut down the banana tree and said, "I cannot tell a lie. Bananas don't grow on trees." So now, you know, thanks to Ed, we've got all kinds of.
I've ruined bananas for so many people.
Yeah,
they used to be so appealing.
Todd, ask, answer, or do both.
I would like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I want to answer Kendra's question about the three people that Jesus raised from the dead.
Yes, sir. What three people did Jesus raise from the dead during his earthly ministry?
He raised the widow of Nain's son. He raised the daughter of Jairus, and he also raised Lazarus.
That is correct.
Oh, wow. I do not believe it. Todd, what is this, like 8 or 9 times you've gotten the mystery question?
I'm wanting to say this makes number 10.
10?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness,
Todd.
He wears a T-shirt every day of the week, right?
He's got one for every day of the week. Hey, Todd, this is going to be a little awkward, but I'm going to send you some money in the mail, and I want you to buy me a lottery ticket. And it just whichever one you want to, if you want to go to Kentucky Derby or, you know, bet on the horse race, I mean, on the cars, I'm kidding. I don't gamble. But what a lucky fella if you believe in luck.
He just, I don't know. God just blesses, however you want to put it. But to answer the mystery question ten times.
That's crazy.
Because nobody, he doesn't know it's going to be the mystery question.
He doesn't,
you know?
Maybe he's just a good student, y'all. Maybe he just studies.
Well, he knows the word, but he's guessed a lot of them that weren't, you know, out of the Bible. Hey, no kidding, Todd. I don't believe in luck either, but something's going on here. You are very fortunate, and you have set the Learning University record for sure.
And now, I don't think that record could ever be broken.
Oh, no.
10 mystery questions?
That's ridiculous.
Todd... what do you want us to do, brother? You're welcome to the T-shirt if you'd like it.
Well, no, I would like to go ahead and donate it to the person who gets the next question right.
Wow, okay. You've done that with the last five or six.
Yes.
So,
and we don't want to assume that. So sometimes you may want a T-shirt to give away to someone that you know. So anytime you want a T-shirt, Todd, you just call us and let us know. Well, it's very, very nice of you to donate it to the very next person to answer a question correctly. Brent Creeley will help us remember that. He's our producer. All right, Todd, what's your question for us?
Okay, well, I have a Bible question from the Old Testament. Now, this can only be found in the King James Version of the Bible. Listen, this... with that particular information, but there is only one place in the Old Testament where the word Mart, as in Walmart and Kmart, is found. Do you know where that is?
M-A-R-T?
Yes.
Mart.
Hmm.
You got. I am absolutely bamboozled.
Yeah.
Any ideas? Kendra Knox?
Is it in... Is the context to refer to a place of business?
Marketplace?
Well, you're in the right area in one way. It's like you're close.
I don't have a clue.
Go to the Mart and make sure you pick up a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk.
Because there's a storm coming.
Hey, we're clearly stumped, Todd.
You got us, Todd.
Teach us something.
Okay, like I said, there's only one place in the whole Bible where this could be found, and it is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 23, verse 3, and it refers to the city of Tyre as the mart of the nations.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
The mart of the nations.
All right, yes. So it was kind of like the hub of all the trade that was going through that part of the world. Is that what it was talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly right.
And that may be where all these places, you know, a lot of definitions came from the Bible.
Yeah.
So you may have the Kmart, Walmart kind of stem from that.
Hmm. Is Tyre the big city that was prophesied that it would be turned to rubble, and it's even to this day it's just underwater and Is that Tyre?
I think so. I think Alexander the Great destroyed it.
Thank you for saying that, Ed. I was getting ready to bring that up.
Oh, great.
Okay. All right.
God's word holds true,
it
even
does.
Today, huh?
You better believe it. Todd, thank you. Thank you for your generosity, and God bless you, buddy. This is remarkable. It's a lot of fun to hear you get that over and over again.
All right, Todd. Go ahead, bro.
I'm just going to say that it's been a pleasure, and I always enjoy listening to you, so just keep on keeping up the good work.
All right. Well, you're a winner. Nobody's gonna contest that.
All right, Todd. Wow, that is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
10 times he's gotten it. And, wow, amazing.
Well, so the next person, just to be clear, the next person that answers a question correctly.
Any question?
Yeah, you're going to get a T-shirt.
All right.
So a lot of people don't know what the mystery question is. Now, this is pretty cool that you're like, hey, whatever the question, if I get it right.
Yeah.
I'm going to have me a Learning University T-shirt.
Okay. And this is where I don't want to ask a question like, bananas do not actually grow on trees. And somebody starts arguing with me. I want that T-shirt.
All right.
I know they grow on trees. All right. Who do we go to next?
Let's go to Stephen, who is 11 years old, living in Mississippi. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
How are you?
Can y'all hear me?
We sure can.
Okay.
Hey, Stephen, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to ask. I'm going to answer.
Okay, which question you want to answer?
About the spire.
Okay, here's the question, Stephen, and a T-shirt is up for grabs. No pressure. What species of poison spider has an hourglass pattern on its abdomen?
It would be a black widow.
And he got it.
There you go.
He knows his Avengers everywhere.
Black Widow. All right, good. I like it. All right, Stephen, so you answered the next question correctly, so you get the mystery question T-shirt that Todd won but passed along. So congratulations. That means when we're through with you on the phone, Stephen, do not hang up. We will put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will put that in the mail for you. How's that?
Thank you.
How about that? And Todd, that's one of those things, paying it forward.
Yes.
That was so nice of Todd to do that. And way to go, Stephen. You got a T-shirt. Did you say you don't have a question for us?
No, sir.
Okay, well, stay on the line. They want to get your T-shirt size and your address. God bless you. Tell your family thank you for listening to AFR. Hey, it paid off today. You're a winner, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll put him on hold. And we will continue on the phone. I'll tell you what. Let's
that was
go ahead
fun.
And do our questions
you love people
again.
To win stuff.
Oh yeah.
So we got two winners.
We had two winners. Let's go ahead and do our questions again, and then we'll go right back to the phones.
Okay.
Starting with you, Kendra.
Question one: what does the CS in C.S. Lewis stand for?
I know they use it again in NCIS.
They do. It's a repeat.
Yes, one of my wife's favorite shows.
Order these Old Testament characters in chronological order. Moses, Noah, Abraham, and Joseph. And adding one more question to the list. What frog species, we went from spiders to snakes to frogs, what frog species gives birth through its mouth?
Yikes.
All right, here's what I've got. First question, what three words did George Bush Sr. famously say before no new taxes in 1988? Second question, I'll add one. What LSU Tiger was drafted by the Orlando Magic in 1992? This is a huge star that goes by a nickname. What LSU Tiger was drafted by the Orlando Magic in 1992? And then I'll add another president question. Which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that read, "The buck stops here"? You've heard
yeah.
that famous quote? Well,
yeah.
It started because this president had this on his desk. Which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that read, "The buck stops here"?
Good
wow.
question. Good questions. All right, here are the three that I've got. In Star Trek, what American state was Captain James Kirk from? Second question, what is the state capital of Pennsylvania? And I've got a bunch of these over the next several weeks. I'll be using some. So some of you may want to study up on your state capitals. What is the state capital of Pennsylvania? Third question, on a ship, what is the bathroom called? What is the bathroom called on a ship?
Great question.
All right, we go back to the phones. We go to Kansas, and Lori is on the line. Lori, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, we're delighted to do it. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
I will do the Kendra's question with the Old Testament characters.
Yes, ma'am. Put these four Old Testament characters in order. Moses, Noah, Abraham, and Joseph.
That would be Noah, Abraham, Joseph, and Moses.
Correct.
Wow.
Great job.
Good job.
Know your Bible timeline.
Good job.
Lori.
Excellent, Lori. What's your question for us?
Well, a few weeks ago, you guys had a question about Thomas Jefferson's home.
Monticello.
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 Monticello, yep. Okay. And it's in Charlottesville, Virginia. And actually, there are three presidential homes in Charlottesville, Virginia. Do you know the presidents of the other two homes?
I was the one that was talking about that home because I spoke at a women's pregnancy fundraiser in Culpeper and flew into Charlottesville and asked, well, what was famous around there? And they said, is it Monticello or Monticello? How do you pronounce that? Anybody know for sure? But no, so you say there are
not
two
for sure.
There are two more famous president homes right there in your area.
Hmm.
I mean, right there in that area in Charlottesville.
Right there in that area, yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't either. I bet they're early, though.
Yeah.
I bet they're early.
I'm stumped.
Yeah, they're in the same era of Jefferson.
Well, I think you've stumped the panel, Lori. What is the?
Yeah, we're interested to find out.
Kendra got one. Hey. It is Monroe.
Oh. Right.
And the other one is Madison.
Oh, okay. They are close.
How did you?
Yeah,
was that just a guess from Monroe?
She said they were close. He was the next president.
Okay.
And so their home places were right there, Monroe and Madison.
They're all right there, and you can, you know, in a couple of days tour all of them. There's a lot of history in Charlottesville.
Okay. Yeah, when James Madison's wife opened that little breakfast thing next door to his house, those Dolly Madison cakes, boy, those were a big hit.
You can still get those all packaged up.
A lot of people coming right there where their house was just to stop off before they went to work.
Wasn't Dolly Madison like the main advertiser for the Peanuts animated cartoons on television?
I thought she was the one that sewed the flag. I think we're getting
all sorts of tangled
up here. Lori, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
All right, JJ, where do we go? We can probably squeeze one
let's
more
see
in.
If we
go
can
next?
Let's see how quickly we can get David from Texas through. Hi, David.
Morning.
Ask, answer, or do both, sir.
I'll do both. I've listened. I enjoy all your programming, but there's just something relaxing and fun about learning university.
Thank you, David. Which one you feel confident about? Family and friends are listening to you, buddy.
Pardon me?
I said, which question you feel confident about?
Oh, the Bush question.
Okay, here's the question. What three words did George Bush Sr. famously say before no new taxes in 1988?
Read my lips.
Yes. That's right.
That's right.
You got that
good
right.
Job.
Good job.
Hey, and I don't want to try to get too political here, but, you know, I remember looking back like with Dan Quayle and about spelling potato, and they mocked him and just said, you're an idiot. He's stupid. The media told us that he was an idiot. George Bush said the one little thing, and they pounced on him so much. Well, now seeing how they do Trump, I think, you know what? They may have been trying to feed us negative information to get their person elected.
Yeah.
Because how many politicians have said something and they didn't hold their feet to the fire like he did with that, read my lips. But they ran that in the ground where he just was saddled with that.
Yeah.
And it may have cost him the election.
Wow. Yep. Hey,
I got so sick. I got so sick of mainstream media on election night that since then I have not listened
to
one word of mainstream media on any of the channels.
Wow. I knew they were biased.
Radio and conservative radio.
Amen. Thank you, David. I knew they were biased, but since Trump, now I think they're true colors. Now everybody knows it's almost like they're carrying water. For the
right.
Democrat Party. I mean, it's like they're a mouthpiece for them. Hey, David, what's your question for us?
Well, the late, great Jerry Clower, comedian and storyteller extraordinaire, had a unique way of defining describing an expert. JJ,
I remember the Ledbetters and all of his stories, but I don't remember the expert. You better tell us.
Yeah, we're up against the break, David. What? I don't remember the expert. What's the answer?
An X is a has-been, and a spurt is a drip under pressure.
Oh, I loved old Jerry Clower, man.
Knock him out, John. Good stuff,
thank
David.
You, David. Appreciate it. I like that from Jerry Clower. You can never go wrong. All right, folks, you're listening to Trivia Friday. We're going to take a five-minute break for news, and then when we come back, we will do our questions again, and we will finish up this class. You're listening to American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.